This evening we have the memorial of St. Ignatius of Loyola, who began the Jesuits, and a wonderful organization and order. And I want to just use two words of what he taught. You know, out of all the orders in our Catholic Church, there's dozens and dozens, probably hundreds. Personally, my favorite order is the Carmelites. But tonight it is with a Jesuit. Pope Francis is a Jesuit. And what I'm important about St. Ignatius of Loyola for me in my spiritual journey is his own spiritual journey. That he was in a war. He was hit like a cannon on his leg. And he wasn't finding satisfaction as he was reading about wars and battles, and he began to read the saints, and that he felt and knew that he had joyfulness even though he was in a hospital. And he ended up teaching his types of prayers, so it's actually the Ignatius like prayerfulness. And he has small little books that are actually quickly to read. About your examination of your conscience, your soul, as well as the journey towards good ways to pray. And the first beginning is really, first and second are consolation and desolation. And that consolation, meaning in his mind, is when you are feeling the presence of God in your life. You feel peacefulness, you feel happiness, you feel knowing He is there. And I hope everybody's experienced something like that. That this doesn't necessarily mean getting to the top of the mountain. Those two are very cool when you experience those. But just that consolation that that God has given us from heaven. And then you have desolation. Those are the times in our lives that we don't feel God. And that's quite normal for every one of you. There's times that we don't feel God's presence. He's still there. He's there everywhere, right? And He still loves you more than you can love Him, but we might not feel that. And I've said this before, but St. Teresa of Calcutta had a desolation like her whole life, like 50 years, the darkness of God. She didn't feel God for 50 years. The great answer that I think St. Ignatius, when I learned that in the seminary, was this quick, just this quick question. And this answer is, do not make a decision, do not make a big decision when you're in desolation. Now sometimes in life, that's just what happens, right? We're humans. If you lose a loved one, for instance, or if, like me in my job, I might not feeling God's presence, but I have to go to this meeting, or I have to do this at school or at Mass. But if you're making a decision, wait until you have consolation of God. So if you're choosing a vocation, for instance, or if you're going and discerning your future job or your career, or you know, what is God calling me to do now? What is He calling me to do for my family that I haven't been doing for many, many, many years? Wait until you get that consolation. And then you know that God and the Holy Spirit is with you. So desolation, consolation. Everybody of us have that. It's normal. That's part of the spiritual journey. But don't make decisions when you're in desolation. Follow and figure out those answers when you have consolation.